Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Minnesota's political map is reshaping ahead of the 2026 elections. At least 10 state lawmakers plan to retire, while 11 others are seeking higher office. Hamline University professor David Schultz says the politically motivated shootings targeting lawmakers in June may have played a role in their decisions.
I think before, a lot of legislators might have been viewing it as, they get a nasty letter or an angry phone call from a constituent or somebody. But that's clearly different than what happened, with the killings. And so I do think that's scaring people away.
Schultz says these departures and campaigns could significantly impact party control in both the House and Senate, setting the stage for a high-stakes battle next year. Authorities in Benton County are investigating after human remains were found Wednesday night in a wooded area northeast of St. Cloud. The remains were located by St. Cloud police officers, but they were determined to be outside the city limits in Minden Township. Deputies say the evidence indicates the remains had been at the location for a substantial period of time. The Midwest Medical Examiner's Office is working to determine the identification and the cause and manner of death. The wooded area is regularly used as a homeless encampment area. Capital security will be one of the top issues discussed by state lawmakers when the next session begins in February. Republican Senator Rich Dreheim believes there should be more conversation and would support any improvements made to the Capitol complex. As far as his safety,
I feel very safe with the troopers around, to be honest, but I'm also, 6'3", 400 pounds. I'm not a small guy, so there's not much that scares me on the complex.
The Advisory Committee on Capitol Area Security holds its next public hearing this afternoon. In other headlines, there's an emergency news conference at the state capitol Monday in response to the new federal rule banning most hemp-based THC products. Ryan Copperroot of Duluth-based Wild State Cider and Birdie Beverages says companies fear this could wipe out the state's hemp industry.
They're concerned about their businesses. They're concerned about the jobs that their business creates. They're concerned about, the revenue that this category is responsible for. They're concerned about the tax base that is potentially going away with these products.
The Columbia Heights father accused of killing his teenage son wants his trial moved out of Anoka County. Jordan Collins Sr.'s public defender filed a motion Thursday seeking a change of venue. The defense argues extensive media coverage has made it impossible for Collins to receive a fair and impartial trial. 16-year-old Manny Collins was reported missing in early May. His remains were discovered in a landfill near Elk River in June. This is MNN.